You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But that's assuming you know the truth.
Dr. Tony Evans says you can't have God, His kingdom, and His freedom without also having His truth.
And so the question today is, are you, am I, are we people of the truth?
This is the Alternative Broadcast, featuring the timeless biblical teachings from the archives of Dr. Tony Evans. Jesus said, "Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Well, today, Dr. Evans shows why a culture that collectively turns a deaf ear to God is destined for chaos, and why the intervention of believers willing to heed kingdom truth is desperately needed. Let's listen as he explains.
God has a sphere of jurisdiction. It's called His kingdom. It is the sphere of His authority from which He operates. Within this jurisdiction, this kingdom realm, is His governance and guidelines, which He calls His truth. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world," and those who understand that understand I've come to give the truth. And everybody who is of the truth listens to me. So God's goal for His kingdom people is for us to be people of the truth. When Pilate heard that, he raised the question. In verse 38, he says, "What is truth?" What he was saying was, nobody agrees on truth. Nobody is in the same page. What do you mean you come to do the truth? Pilate's question is a contemporary question, because the concept of truth has been abandoned by the culture. It has been replaced with a multiplicity of isms, because the question is daunting. Even though it may not be stated in those exact terms, there is a disagreement today on what is truth. There is pragmatism. Truth is what works. Positivism. Truth is what science validates. There is relativism. Truth is only what we can logically conceive of. There is agnosticism. We just don't know what truth is. There's fideism, which says truth is merely subjective and personal. And in this collage of confusion about what truth is, people are scurrying all over, getting all kinds of nuances about truth. They listen to talk shows to hear babble by the hour. They go on chat rooms or Instagram or Facebook to hear information ad nauseum, constantly shifting their belief system based on the information they are hearing at the moment, because they haven't settled the question, what is truth? And so we are awash today in opinions. We are awash today in chaos. There's philosophical chaos as people doodle with ideas about the meaning of our own existence. There is social chaos because we can't get to the truth about the issues of race and culture. There's gender chaos. What is a man? What is a woman? There is all manner of confusion with psychological chaos. People not being able to bring order to their thinking and to their identity. Moral chaos, and the worst kind of chaos of all, spiritual chaos. Jesus makes the statement, "My kingdom is not of this world." It operates in the world, but it is not sourced in this world. It comes from another realm. So any discussion of truth cannot start with this realm. God's view of truth is that the spiritual must always inform the physical. The kingdom up there must inform the life down here. The invisible world must inform the world of the five senses. Because truth, which derives from his kingdom, is not sourced down here. So if you start down here, you're starting at a deficit when it comes to truth. What our society wants is they want to impose our rules on God's house and wonder why there's chaos and conflict in the midst. Truth is God's view on any subject. And the reason why truth is God's view on any subject is because he's perfect. Perfection can't make a mistake on any subject, or else it's no longer perfect. Romans 3:4 puts it this way: let God be true and every man a liar. So whenever you disagree with God, you're wrong, not him. Because truth is an absolute standard by which reality is measured, that it is God's view on every subject matter. No exceptions. So many people today are operating on facts who don't know the truth, which is why they can't get to the root of what they need to deal with, because they're dealing with facts. People say, I know my truth. No, you know your facts. You may not know your truth. Because truth goes deeper than facts, because it is the foundation for facts. Today we live in a cancel culture. If you say something that the powers that be don't agree with, they can shut you down. Not too long ago, they took down one of my messages off of one of the social medias because I was declaring what the Bible said about a certain issue. It was clear that the Bible said it, but it was going to be too offensive to many of their people, so they canceled it, even though it could be validated that the Bible said it. But God says in John chapter 10, verse 35, Scripture cannot be canceled. It cannot be annulled. That means canceled. Let me put it this way. When you cancel God's truth will cancel you. So you need to know that. His truth will win. Because he cannot be canceled, therefore his truth cannot be canceled. So when you think you've canceled him, you just canceled you. You've canceled your prayer. You've canceled divine help. You've canceled divine assistance. You have done a whole lot of canceling, think you canceled. The Bible says every word of God is flawless. Proverbs 30, verse 5. When Satan came to tempt Jesus, Jesus had a need. It was a legitimate need. He had a need. He was hungry. He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights in Matthew 4. Satan came and suggested that he turn stone into bread. A legitimate need. And bread is a legitimate solution. So you got a legitimate need. I'm hungry. I got the power to turn stone into bread. So that's a legitimate solution tied to a deception. Because Satan wanted to be the source of the solution. There's a legitimate need, a legitimate solution, but Satan wanted to be the source to solve the problem. This goes all the way back to Adam, when the first thing out of Satan's mouth was, "Hath God said?" And then he goes on to say, well, God lied. God lied. So you don't need to go there. God doesn't know what he's talking about. In fact, he lied because he's jealous. So God lied to you. You need to cancel what God said, only to find they would be canceled. Jesus says to Satan, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone. Now, we do need bread, food, to live, but because that's the physical world. But man shall not live by bread alone, but if he wants to live, man must live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So you might have bread, but you may not have life. Because all of life is to be consumed with God's perspective on whatever the life issue is. And once he is canceled, in other words, rejected, his view is rejected, you have invited chaos into whatever that issue is. The book of Amos, chapter 8, verse 11 and 12, it was chaos in society. Society was chaos. Everything was wrong. And the prophet said, because there's a famine in the land. He says, it's a famine of God's word, God's truth. He says, and that famine of truth has led to chaos in culture. You know why there's all this craziness going on in our culture, in our neighborhoods, and with us, and all that? Because truth has been abandoned. Truth has been abandoned. And when truth gets abandoned, the space is filled with conflict, confusion, and chaos. Probably there are very few people in here who've not experienced what happens when we have abandoned truth. We are living in a day when truth no longer is the standard based on God's definition of truth. And you know that because God's view is rejected. Once God's view is rejected on any subject, this is math, this is science, this is biology, this is sexuality, this is gender, this is whatever the subject is. Once his truth is rejected, chaos sets in. So then people got to come up with all these other ways to try to fix the problem that the rejection of truth caused. And so as a result today, we're living in a time of chaos and confusion.
Dr. Evans will have more for us on the importance of acknowledging and accepting God's truth in just a moment. But first, if you're ready to take what you're learning today even further, Tony has created a powerful new set of resources to help you do just that. It's called the Unleashing the Kingdom Package, featuring all 12 full-length messages from this series, plus Tony's brand new book, Unleashed, as well as the companion Unleashed Bible Study Guide, complete with bonus streaming video lessons from Dr. Evans. Together, they'll help you discover how God's kingdom can be unleashed in your personal life and your relationships, creating a powerful and vital impact on the world around you. This special package is our gift to you when you make a contribution to help us continue sharing Dr. Evans' teaching here each day. You can request it online at tonyevans.org or by phone at 1-800-800-3222. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat that contact information for you after the second part of today's lesson. Here's Dr. Evans once again.
Jesus says, I have come to testify to the truth, and everybody who serves about truth is serious about me. Let's put it another way. If you don't pursue this definition of truth, then you're not, I'm not, we're not serious about Jesus. Because he says, I come to testify to the truth. Those in my era were growing up. What you heard in church, you heard at school. What you heard at school, you heard from your neighbor. What you heard from your neighbor, you got from the television. There was an ethos. There was an ethic. There was a framework that was pretty much overall consistent. And when you were outside of it, you were known to be outside of it. Well, today, if you hold to biblical truth, you are outside of the contemporary framework. And you will be booed. Now, we're not to try to be booed. We're not to invite booing. But when you hold to the truth in a culture of lies, the problem today are too many Christians are being fed lies and buying it. Because they want to keep friends. They don't want to, you know, they want to be popular. They want to be known. They want to be, you know, they want the culture to accept them. Now, sure, we should be people of love and people of compassion, but not compromising the truth in the name of love and compassion. Jesus says, I've come to testify to the truth. And the reason why testifying to the truth is absolutely so critical is because my whole integrity is based on it, he says. He says, people of the truth are people who are committed to me and my kingdom. In fact, if Jesus is wrong on any subject, or the Bible is wrong on any subject, the whole system fails. Jesus says in Matthew 5:18, not one jot or tittle, those are the two smallest strokes in the Hebrew language, a jot and a tittle, these are strokes. He says, if one jot or tittle of anything that has been revealed by God fails, the whole system fails because all of it will be fulfilled to the jot and tittle, to the most smallest detail, to the idiosyncratic elements of existence. Not one thing will fall short of his truth. And everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. So the question I have to ask of me, and you have to ask of you, and we have to ask of us, is, are we of the truth? Because he says, if you are, then you'll listen to me. So when you hear people arguing against the clear truth of the word of God, not understanding it, but arguing against it, when you hear them arguing against the clear truth of the word of God, it says they're not for Jesus. They're not for Jesus. Because he says, anybody who is for the truth listens to me. On any subject, on every subject. And so the question today is, are you, am I, are we people of the truth? Or are we talking smack? Do we appeal to God's perspective? And anybody who even stands up here behind this pulpit need to be checked for the truth. That's why you don't want to depend on them reading their Bible when you're not reading yours. You can talk a good game and make things sound like the truth. Something that God said. Why does this matter? Why does this matter? Because my kingdom is not of this world. So if you want my kingdom that's not of this world in your world, if you want my presence, if you want my engagement, if you want my involvement, if you want my tenacity tied to you, then you've got to be operating on my truth. See, many people want God, but not his truth. And you can't have God, his kingdom, and not his truth. So they're praying in vain. They're working in vain. They're doing all this in vain because there has been a rejection of the truth. 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says that they received the truth and it did its work. It performed because they didn't just hear it. They received it. That means to embrace it. They embraced the truth. They hugged the truth. They stood with tenacity with the truth. And it says, and therefore the truth performed its work. He says the truth must be received, not merely heard, which means you begin to operate on it. That's the way you embrace it. It becomes your operational information and not just an amen clause. Amen? Oh, okay. We all love the verse, John 8. 31, 32, you'll know the truth if you abide in my word. You shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. But that's assuming you know the truth. It's the truth that you know that sets you free. Not the fact that truth is out there. You must know the truth, which means you want to find out what God thinks or says on the matter. So you have the truth. And now that you know the truth can do its work to release you, me, us, from illegitimate bondage. Juneteenth is now a national holiday. It's a national holiday. Emancipation Proclamation signed by Abraham Lincoln, January 1863. But the slaves weren't notified till June 19th, 1865. In other words, the truth established one year was never communicated and never known. So a whole race of people were held hostage to Jim Crow and segregation and a whole myriad of other slavery and all of the negative realities of that era who actually were legally free. But the information hadn't been transferred. So they were functioning as slaves, even though they were declared to be free, because folk hid the truth. But once the truth hit, in January 19th, we've been partying ever since because we'd have heard the truth. And therefore, freedom could be exercised. One of the reasons we live as hostages is because we either don't know the truth or we do not embrace the truth, so we're not set free, because verse 36 of John 8 says, "He who the Son sets free is free indeed." So he says, when you get the word, you're free, and when you get the Son, you're free indeed. So the word gives freedom, the Son gives you indeed freedom. So what that means is the written word connects with the living word to release you, me, us, from illegitimate bondage. But there must be abandonment to the truth. Now I warn you, your soul will throw a temper tantrum when it hears truth it doesn't want to hear. Your soul will complain, "I don't want that, I don't want that." The soul has to be brought in line to the truth. The Bible calls it like a mirror. Mirror calls it, James calls it the word a mirror. In biblical days, they didn't have glass mirrors because they didn't have glass with silver in it, which is where you get a mirror. So they didn't have that. So when you watch those Roman movies, they if they're accurate, they don't show you glass mirrors because they didn't exist. What they had was brass. And in order to see yourself, you had to keep moving the brass until it got the right reflection in order to see yourself. You had to manipulate it, okay, because they didn't have mirrors. See, you don't know what you look like. Let me ask you, look at your face. No, nobody can hear just with their eyes, look at their face. But James says, when you look at the word of God as a person looking into a mirror, you will see reality. Because a lot of us are not living in reality because we're not seeing straight. We think we look good when we're a hot mess. And then you hang around people lying to you, telling you you look good. "Girl, you look so good today." Then she go to her friend, "That's the worst hairstyle I ever seen in my life." We lie to each other. We don't deal with the truth. It says, but you manipulate the word until it shows you the reality of things. And then you respond to that reality like you do to a mirror, because when you go to the mirror, it shows you what you really look like. It reveals what needs to be corrected, changed, forgiven. So if you want the kingdom that is not of this world to join you in this world, then you and I and we must become people of the truth. We must hold to what God says or thinks or feels based on his word, and we must hold to it lovingly and kindly, but with clarity. We cannot have an uncertain sound when it comes to the truth. To confess when we've wandered from the truth, the Bible talks about people wandering from the truth, so that there is a radical return to the truth, so that his kingdom can be manifested in our lives, circumstances, world, and certainly in our ministry. So we want all of you, all of me, us, to be people of the truth. That you are concerned what God's perspective is, and you are seeking through the help of the Holy Spirit to adjust to that perspective, because you, me, we, and us in spite of our weaknesses and limitations, but our commitment is to be people of the truth because we want to see the benefits of the kingdom. And so I invite you, if you will remember it, it was the offer of the hippest trip in America, going across the tracks of your mind, 60 nonstop minutes, Soul Train. You remember Soul Train? And they had the board. They had the board where there was the name of a singer or a group or a song, but it was confusing because the letters were all mixed up. So they got two of the dancers to come over and straighten out the word. When the dancers came over and started straightening out the word, so now you knew what the group was, the singer was, the song was, then they went back to their jam because they'd gotten the word straight. There's a lot of confusion out here, but people of the truth get the word straight so they can go back to their kingdom jam. So they can represent the king and his kingdom because we are people of the truth.
A powerful message today on the importance of aligning with God's truth rather than the false declarations of the world. We'll hear a final word from Dr. Evans in just a moment. First, though, if you'd like to get the complete full-length version of today's message, it can be yours as a part of Tony's 12-part Unleashing the Kingdom audio series. And as I mentioned earlier, we're packaging all these messages right now, along with Dr. Evans' just-published companion book and Bible study guide entitled Unleashed, Releasing God's Glorious Kingdom in and Through You. It's a comprehensive way to study and apply the kingdom truths you're learning on the broadcast. You'll receive the entire package as our thank you gift when you make a contribution to support The Alternative. Get all the details at tonyevans.org or call 1-800-800-3222 any time of the day or night. Our resource team is standing by ready to assist you. That's online at tonyevans.org or by phone at 1-800-800-3222. Well, here's Dr. Evans with a final word for today.
I don't want to conclude our program without giving our listeners a clear opportunity to become a Christian. A lot of people can listen to Christian messages but never have a personal relationship with the Christ who is the center of that message. So let me explain it very simply. You and I are sinners. We can't save ourselves. So God came up with a plan to provide salvation for us for free. He sent Jesus Christ, his son, to die on the cross as our substitute, validating his purpose by raising him from the dead. And so all you must do is come to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and for the gift of eternal life, and he will give it away. God has already made provision through the death and resurrection of Christ. You just have to accept that provision personally. When you do, you are born again. You get to start life all over again. Why don't you respond right now by receiving Christ into your life?
If you're ready to do that, take the time to visit tonyevans.org and click on the link at the top of the homepage that simply says Jesus. Tony has more information there about becoming a follower of Christ, as well as some free resources to help you in your journey. Living as a kingdom Christian takes more than willpower. It takes God's power. Next time, Dr. Evans explains how true strength begins with humble dependence on Him. I hope you'll join us for that.